It is that time of year. Time to get ready for one of the best concerts ever, TSO, coming to the Mid-America Center on November 13th with a brand new tour, The Lost Christmas Eve. This is an all-new show and one of the biggest and best for TSO, but they're always that way. And with me to talk about it is Al Petrelli, guitarist and musical director for TSO. How you doing, Al?
I'm doing better now that I hear your voice, my dear. How you been?
I'm wonderful. And I always tell people here, you know, we are so lucky in the Omaha Council Bluffs area because we get to see the show first.
That's right.
It's the 20th anniversary of The Lost Christmas Eve. Like I said, a brand new show. So tell us what we can expect.
The Lost Christmas Eve was the third installment in Paul O'Neill's Christmas trilogy. A fantastic record with great songs and a beautifully written story. The last time we've done it in its entirety, I think, was maybe 2012.
Okay.
And I really don't have a reason why we haven't done it in its entirety, but I know that, you know, TSO, the audience members, they've adopted that one just like the other two stories as part of their holiday tradition, and they really enjoy it. So when we got done from last year's tour, you know, historically I get home on New Year's Eve day, you know, catch my breath for a couple weeks. And about 2 weeks into January, we were having our meetings and our discussions and our conferences about, okay, how are we going to make next year better? Now, you and I have been talking about this for years now, and I don't think I've ever disappointed you when I said we're coming out with a bigger and better show.
Never.
And I really refuse to break that tradition with you, and especially the people in Omaha and Council Bluffs, but we'll get to that in a minute. So I was thinking about it. I was like, you know what? A lot of the songs from that album we've been doing in the set, or the second half of the set for years, you know, Wizards of Winter, The Christmas Canon, and other things that people really enjoy. Let me go put ears back on this record as a piece in its entirety with the narration. And I'm like, you know what? We got to bring this one back because this is really a great story and great music when played in the right sequence. We started talking about it and like everybody said, absolutely. And the kicker is that 12, 13 years ago when we did it last, technology was different than it is now for our department heads and our crew and the artists on the crew side of things. So how they're going to be able to bring it to life this year should be breathtaking compared to the last time we played it live. Only, you know, through the advent of how fast computers are and what they could do with the pyro and the lights and the lasers and the trusses and all that. So it is really exciting. But it's staying familiar enough to the repeat offenders that they have their tradition intact, but I'm going to always try to keep them back on their heels all night long by doing stuff that they didn't expect or hadn't seen or certainly hadn't had it presented in this manner. So it is brand new, it is different, and it's going to be so much fun watching their faces change.
I bet, and I know when I get to introduce you every year, I always ask the audience, and of course, like you said, you have your repeat offenders, but there's always those people who have never seen a TSO show that finally get to see it, and I'm sure that kind of audience is always exciting for you, too.
Well, it is, because whatever they think they were in for, they're wrong, you know, or at least partially wrong. Maybe they're coming to see some orchestra, you know. It's hard to explain, you know, what this thing really is. So whatever your preconceived notions are, I promise you, you're about 40% there. So for me, I have the time of my life. I have the best seat in the house watching people's expressions change.
Yes.
You know, they're all prim and proper in the front row, and we hit a downbeat. They're like, huh? You know, and then halfway through, they, you know, their ties are loosened up and their fists are in the air, or, you know, grandchildren are sitting on their granddaddy's laps and, you know, kind of jumping every time a pyro hit goes off, and then they're smiling at each other. You know, I'll never get to see a TSO show, but I have my own show that I watch every night, and it's so fun for me as well.
Well, not only is this the 20th anniversary of The Lost Christmas Eve, but the 20th million TSO concert tickets sold. How does that make you feel?
Old.
Other than that.
No, I'm teasing you. Somebody mentioned that to me about a week or two ago, and you know me, a long time now. I don't pay attention to anything in the rearview mirror. My task at hand is always like figuring out what we're doing next. How do I make the show better, whatever, blah, 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 and so on and so forth. But when they said 20 million tickets, I couldn't have this overwhelming sense of pride for Paul O'Neill, what we started almost 30 years ago. That's a number that you don't often hear associated with, you know, live touring bands.
Yeah.
And the fact that 20 million people over the last 25 years or so, give or take, have come to see us play, that's something I can't market. I can't sell that to you. You know, you can't sell that to your listeners. This is something that happened pretty much organically from the first show in 99, where people came to see the show, and the next year, the venue size was twice the size, and the audience size was twice the size. That's Paul O'Neill's artistry loud and proud, you know, and it's grown up for 25 years. And the fact that people keep coming back and bringing family members, amazing me. Terry, have you ever gone to a restaurant one night and go, this place is awesome, and you tell all your friends about it, and you go like a month later and it's the worst meal you've ever had?
Yes, that has happened.
That's like the most embarrassing thing ever, you know. So when people turn around and come to see a show and they say, man, that was the greatest show I've ever seen, I'm like, oh my God, thanks so much, and I promise you next year is going to be better. They're trusting me and the entirety of the TSO that if they're going to bring their grandparents or their grandkids or their bosses or whomever next year, they know that I'm going to give them a better show. Because if I ever disappoint them, it would embarrass them and that would break my heart, and it's never going to happen that way.
And also, $20 million has been donated by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra to local charities. I know here in the Omaha Council Bluffs area, you give to a charity that's so important to us, the Salvation Army. But again, I know that goes back to Paul O'Neill.
Absolutely. You know, like walking from the studio to a restaurant, from the subway to the studio in New York City, up and down, you know, the Third Avenue, wherever we were going at the time, I'd be talking to him, and then I'd look over my shoulder, and he's half a block behind me on 38th Street. I'm like, where'd you go? And I'm watching him hand what seemed to be a homeless person or somebody, you know, who's kind of down and out. He'd hand them a 10 or a 20 or a $5 bill, whatever he had in his pocket. He would tell me, he goes, listen, that money's not going to change my life, but it may change this person's day. And if I could change a day, maybe they got a shot at a better tomorrow. And there's this old saying that, oh, always pay very close attention to the quietest person in the room. That's the person that I want to pay attention to, because they're not talking about doing stuff. They're just doing it. And Paul only mentioned it to me one time in Philadelphia at the Tower at our first show. You know, he's going to donate a dollar from every ticket sold, from the first ticket we sell to the very last ticket we sell. God willing, that never happens, but whatever. And that was 20 million tickets ago. And he only mentioned it once, but he's been doing it every year. And his family continues that tradition every year. And, you know, I'm so proud of him and what he's done and how he's made a difference without talking about it so much. He just did it.
Yes. And I know every year when we turn around the check with the amount that's donated, I always think of Paul every single time. And I see the audience faces and they feel good about it too, mm-hmm. because they know a dollar from their ticket went to help.
Absolutely. Listen, growing up in New York City in the five boroughs, and I'm sure it happens all over the country, but obviously, you know, my experience in the city is we walk around and you walk past Macy's and look at the display and you go like Rockefeller Center, look at the tree, and every corner you pass Santa Claus with ringing a bell with that bucket on the stand, people throwing whatever spare change they had in it. That's Christmas, helping. Giving, you know, being selfless, at least for this portion of the year, you know. Just fascinated what Paul's created, and it continues on. Very few role models have I had in my life. I could say how proud I am of them, but he would be one of maybe three. I'm just honored to carry on musically his tradition, and he just wants this thing to live long past all of us. I'm going to work my hardest to make sure that that occurs.
Well, Al, we are looking forward to seeing you. And I want to share with our listeners, because tickets just went on sale this morning, that there is a special going on this week while supplies last. They can get tickets for $49.99, which is fantastic.
Isn't that great? It shouldn't be a mortgage payment.
Right.
You know, I don't get it. You know, I mean, everything's so expensive, you know. Coming to see us should not be one of those things. A TSO ticket is cheaper than a run through the drive-thru. That's a good day. I'm okay with that.
That is a wonderful day, especially to see this brand new reimagined show, The Lost Christmas Eve. Again, it will be at the Mid-America Center, and we cannot wait to see you November 13th. You can get tickets at LiveNation.com. And Al, I can't wait to see you again come November.
Back at you, my dear. I love our conversations together, and thank you so much for everything all these years. All my best to your family, and I promise you right now, bigger and better than last year.
We can't wait. Thanks so much, Al.